T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Here we go. Tuesday, Hockman and Crowder program. We're just missing Channing Crowder right now. This is the last communication that we had with Channing just a few moments ago. Wi-Fi wet out. I think he meant went out. Wi-Fi wet out. I might be a couple minutes late. I'm getting the hotspot going. I mean, the hotspot going. Don't you pretty much just plug it in?
I also don't think Crowder knows what a hotspot is.
This is like the whole FaceTime thing that that we've been going through for the last few days. Leroy Horde FaceTimed me this morning. I woke up this morning. Yesterday, if you were listening to the show or if you were listening to the show last Friday, we've started gambling on who might answer a FaceTime. And I FaceTimed Leroy Horde yesterday while we were doing the show yesterday. Crowder and I gambled on it. I won. Right? Didn't I win?
You did. Yeah.
Yeah. Because Leroy answered his FaceTime. Well, he wanted to get me back this morning. So when I woke up around 8 o'clock, I had already missed two FaceTimes. I had already missed two FaceTimes from Leroy. He's trying to get back at me. All right. Crowder will be here momentarily. And I want to wait till he gets here till so we can get into what we started to get into towards the tail end of yesterday's show, which was...
Hello.
Is that you? Is that you? You got your hotspot going?
Oh, yeah. I don't know how long this little hotspot's going to last. It's about 14 years old.
Solana, I think you might be right, Solana. Solana was theorizing that you don't really know what a hotspot is. You're just saying hotspot.
Yeah, it's a little box that you push a button and the blue light comes on. Is that a hotspot?
What? Right. What? What are you doing? Are you near an ATM? What are you doing?
It's a little box, and you push it, you hold the button, and a blue light comes on, and then the Wi-Fi has a funny number.
You're just talking about your router? You reset your router?
It's like a little handheld box. It looks like a beeper.
All right. Maybe it is a hotspot. Look at that. I was telling Solana that, you know, this is the whole technology thing, and we were doing the FaceTimes yesterday, you know, where I say grown men don't answer FaceTimes, but then Leroy Horde answered his FaceTime, and then Fred Taylor answered FaceTime from you, and so then I don't know what's happening anymore with you just blurting out hotspot. I didn't know what was happening. I was telling Solana, I woke up this morning about 8:30, and I had already missed two FaceTimes from Leroy, who's trying to get a hold of me since 6:30 on FaceTime.
You opened up a can of worms.
I really did. I really did. We'll get into that. Panthers and Heat won last night, so all is well in the world. One of the things that we learned on this show yesterday was, now we know Alejandro Solana has an inflated sense of his athletic prowess.
Yes.
Right? I mean, he does. And I'm not saying you're not a decent athlete, Solana, but what happens is, and it took me a while myself to learn this, what happens is you start hanging around with professional athletes for so long, you start to think that you're on that level. I'm telling you, this has happened. I mean, I worked with O.J. McDuffie for so long, and I've been friends with Gino Toretta and Aronde, and even Aronde out of shape is a million time better athlete than I'll ever be. And Crowder, you know, he seems so approachable, Solana. And so he lets you, you know, when you tell your stories about JCC basketball, Crowder is just mm-hmming you. You know that, right? He's not really, like, the way that we listen to Crowder's stories about athletic achievements, when you say something or when I say something, you know he's just placating us, right? Like, it's not anything close to what he's been through. Right. Oh, wow.
10 and 8 last night? 10 and 8. Ooh.
Yeah. Wow.
Wow.
And what did Avi Heischmitz put up against you? You know, it's just, it's it. So anyway, I had brought up this hypothetical that was on ESPN.com, and it was about, you know, could you score one basket against MJ in his prime? We changed it to MJ right now in his 50s. Could Solana score one bucket? You have five tries, and if you make $1 million, you don't, you can never listen to music again for the rest of your life. And Solana seemed pretty confident that he'd be able to do it because he's got this inflated idea of how his athleticism is. Bingo. And then yesterday, I don't know how we got on the topic. I think probably because I FaceTimed John Crotty in our FaceTime gambling exploits. And I asked Solana if he thought he could score a bucket on John Crotty. And I even texted Crotty, and he's coming on with us today. He's coming on with us. But Solana obviously thinks if he could score against MJ, obviously he thinks he could put up a bucket against John Crotty. But I will remind you again that Crotty is a professional athlete, Solana. Like, over a decade in the NBA.
And I'm not trying to take away from that. It's not an indictment.
Well, you couldn't. Anyway.
Well, no, but it's not an indictment on John Crotty that a 26-year-old who plays sports regularly, plays it competitively, can score one bucket on him.
See, this is
one.
The part
but,
where
but
you
it's not,
go competitively.
But
right?
I do. It's not like I play in the backyard with my brother. Like, I play in leagues around South Florida. Again, I'm not saying that these are pro-amateur leagues. I'm not saying that I'm on the level of a professional athlete. I have never once claimed that. But
even
when
this
you play,
is, even this is a bunch of nonsense. I play in leagues around
but
South
I do.
Florida.
You get, but I
so
do.
What do you play? You play in a Kendall league? You play in a Kendall JCC? Like, what do you mean you play in leagues around
right,
South
but,
Florida?
But
like, you're on the traveling circuit.
In the Kendall JCC, Glenn Rice plays there. Carlos Arroyo plays there. Like, it's not like it's just a bunch of Ben Goldenschmidts. It's people who play basketball competitively play in these leagues. The same with soccer. I told you guys, Ocho Cinco played in one of the soccer leagues that I played in at Kendall Soccer Park. Like, these
but
are competitive
I know your
leagues.
Soccer leagues. It's Mike Ryan and Chris Whittingham.
No,
I
but,
see
but
the pictures
see,
from them.
See, that's exactly what you do there. That's a Sunday soccer game that we put together for fun with a bunch of media guys. And by the way, I mopped the floor with all of them. Let's be honest, I mopped the floor of all of them.
Come on, man.
John Crotty went to Virginia, University of Virginia. John Crotty holds Virginia's records for career assists with 683 and assists in a season. He scored 1,646 points and recorded 12 double-doubles in points and assists during his Virginia career. The only reason that I'm saying this stuff is he has played, as I mentioned yesterday, against Kobe, against AI. And I'm not telling you that John Crotty was a star in the NBA, but I am telling you to be able to play in the NBA and have to guard AI when he's got the ball leads me to believe that he could stop you from scoring five chances or 10 chances.
Oh, Huck, the guys in NBA G League are right. Better than everybody in the world at basketball. Like, that's the one thing. Oh, he's not an all-star. No, he's a professional athlete. Yes, Crotty was a professional, and Crotty was a monster. Solana, he might not even get a shot off.
That's what I'm saying. If he really didn't want to let you get a shot off, I don't think that you would. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm right. We'll hear what Crotty has to say. I will tell you that our program director, Len, and he's going to hop on with us today in the 3 o'clock hour, he told me a story. Len is a radio guy that was around athletes, just like me. And Len once, there was a Chicago Bulls basketball player named Norm Van Leer. I was a kid when Norm Van Leer was playing for the Chicago Bulls. I remember him. You know, I mean, a real young kid. And Len told me a story last night about, you know, challenging Norm Van Leer to a game of one-on-one. They were at some event, and he said he accidentally or intentionally put an elbow in my chest, And I couldn't breathe. I was done. That was it. That was the game. And that's the part that I don't think Solana's realizing with a guy like MJ. Like, he is so much physically, he is so much more physically dominant than you that you would not get a shot off with him. And I think Crotty, again, having to guard guys like that in his career just wouldn't let you if he really didn't want to.
Yeah, I don't think I'm better than John Crotty. I want to reiterate that.
I don't think
I'm better than John Crotty at basketball.
We're talking about one bucket.
It's 1 point. I think I can get 1 point off John Crotty in his current right now. If it was him
at
the
51.
Peak of his career or him at 22 coming out of Virginia, there's no chance. There was just no chance because he's in better physical shape than me at the height of his career. Right now at 51, I doubt Crotty's in the gym too often. And I understand he's in good shape. He's told us that, but he's 51 years old. I'm half his age. It's one basket. I'm more than confident I can get one basket off JC.
You think he's going to go for the hezzy, huh?
I told you guys I'm
the
splash.
Solana hezzy.
I told you guys I'm splash. So,
but again, he had to guard AI, right? And he's probably got a pretty decent hezzy,
no? It was in 2001.
So he forgot how to do that?
It's not that he forgot. It's that he's not doing it anymore.
And you're not AI. That's the other part of the equation.
Well, you've never seen me out on the court, to be fair.
All right. Fair enough. Let's get a headline. So we'll find out today what Crotty thinks. And Crotty's very diplomatic, so I he won't go in on him, but we'll find out what he thinks. We'll do it in like 10 minutes or so. Let's get headlines here with the very egotistical Alejandro Solana. A Shams bomb?
A Shams bomb. Right as we're starting headlines, I just got the notification from Bleacher Report. Miami has been granted the disabled player exception, the DPE. After losing Myers Leonard for the season, it expires April 19th. $4.7 million exception for the Miami Heat.
All right.
There we go.
A little Shams bomb to start the show.
And since we kicked things off with the Heat, we'll stick there. The Heat, now 14-17. They beat Oklahoma City 108-94 yesterday, dominating second half, or I should say fourth quarter, for the Heat. Jimmy Butler didn't even play in that fourth quarter. They end the road trip, that seven-game road trip, second longest road trip in franchise history, 4-3, above 500.
Yeah, we'll take it. Tell you what,
sir.
After those two losses, those back-to-back losses with, the Clippers and Golden State, again, I'll come out of that 4-3. I'm all right with that.
And last night, beat a team you're supposed to beat because OKC was terrible.
And they were hanging with them in the first half,
and
then Miami just outclassed them.
Yes.
The Heat will play the Raptors tomorrow. Raptors are 16-15. That's an 8 p.m. start time. Tonight, though, Toronto, remember they're playing in Tampa. They play the 76ers, the best team in the Eastern Conference record-wise right now. So we'll get the Raptors second night of a back-to-back in Miami.
And hopefully they tire out Fred VanVleet.
No Kyle Lowry, by the way. He's been out with an injury. So Freddie V has been their main scorer.
We love ourselves some Fred VanVleet.
I was looking forward to seeing fine-ass Kyle.
Emphasis on the ass.
Damn. There goes my eye candy for the night.
The Florida Panthers?
Guess I'll just have to wait till they show Ron Rothstein at the halftime.
The Florida Panthers beat Dallas 3-1 yesterday.
Yeah.
Franchise record 29 shots on goal in the second period.
Yeah, that second period was ridiculous.
Yeah. Three goals from a goal from Alexander Barkov, Aaron Ekblad, and Keith Yandel. Those are your three goals.
I'll tell you what was ridiculous about that second period is we had the over again in the Panthers game, over 5.5 goals. And that second period was amazing, except they couldn't net any. Like, let's go.
Who is this goalie? This dude's
amazing.
That
goalie was ridiculous. Going crazy.
Good grief.
Chris Drieger, he is now 7-1-1 in his 9 starts this season. He's won 4 straight as the starting goaltender for the Florida Panthers.
They play tomorrow at 5 p.m. 5 p.m. at the BB&T Center.
Some NBA news. The Rockets, they're planning on releasing Boogie Cousins.
Mm-hmm.
And the Lakers, they've waived Quinn Cook.
How'd he do with John Wall and James Harden?
Not they good. Look, not yeah. good.
It was more the same when
Rockets have lost 8 straight games, I think, since Christian Wood went down. Boogie Cousins wasn't happy being a backup to Christian Wood, so he wants out of there.
Yeah.
And today in the Champions League, round of 16, leg 1, Atletico Madrid, they'll play Chelsea, and Lazio, they'll play Bayern Munich, 3 p.m.
All right. Anything else?
Yeah, guys, finally, a survey asked people if they could choose one age to be the rest of their lives, what would they choose? What would you guys choose?
Wow. If I could be one age for the rest of my life.
Ooh, 30.
I think I would say 40.
40?
Yeah, I enjoyed 40.
What's the number, Solana?
Oh, I mean, I was waiting for you to give us a number. The
I
number
said 30.
Said 30.
The most common answer was 36. 36 years old.
There's so many things to like. There's so many questions that I don't have time for it.
Yeah.
Because it's like what are we talking about? Are we is the bank account like is everything the same when I was that age or like I'm too many variables.
Yeah, that's why we got to go a little higher because when I think 21's fun, oh, 21, you're young, but you're broke.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Let's get to weather, guys. Right now from the Exogen Weather Center, partly cloudy, 80 degrees right now in Miami, about a 70% chance it won't rain around 3 to 4 p.m. today. Tonight, the lows will drop to around 70. That's your weather.
Somebody texts in, my husband, 39 years old, 5'10", thinks he can grab a rebound against a WNBA team. I wonder how many Solana thinks he can grab. Yeah, even like you would never grab a board. You realize that in a WNBA game?
No.
You would never grab a single rebound.
No, but they're professional. A lot of guys will do that. Oh, I could play at the WNBA. I don't believe that. They're professional athletes.
I didn't say you could play. I said you won't grab a single rebound.
No, but I'm not a rebounder. I'm not UD.
You're a scorer. I forgot. I forgot what the book had.
I'm 3-and-D. I'm a 3-and-D guy.
Okay. So do you think you can get a shot off of Cheryl Swoops?
Off Cheryl Swoops? If she didn't want me to shoot, probably not. In her prime, probably not.
No, now.
I'll get a shot off. One shot. Yeah, one shot.
Okay. All right.
And did you say 3-and-D? Like defense?
Yeah, 3-and-D guy. I'm a 3-and-D guy.
Solana, they would just walk, run around.
They would
you.
Walk
you
right
move.
Over you. They would walk right over you, and the ref wouldn't call all anything because right, no one would
I mean,
see you.
You guys have never once seen me play any sport ever, but that's fine. You guys make.
I
your
know,
own,
but here's your, what I do. Here's what I do. Fine. Here's that's what fine. I do know. Okay. Here's what I do know. I know that you played Ira Winderman in tennis, and he swept you. Right? You didn't get a set off him.
6'4", 6'4".
I know that you played Joe Rose, who's in his 60s in tennis, and you didn't get a set off him, right?
Correct.
Okay. So here's what I do know about you. I know that you've played a 50-year-old Jewish man in tennis, and he ran your ass ragged. I know you played a 60-year-old former athlete in tennis. He ran your ass ragged. And I just saw you last week sleeveless on one of our Zoom meetings, and I know that you couldn't hold your own anywhere. So what am I missing here?
No, I mean, look, just like Ryan Tannehill's 7 years in Miami, context matters. I mean, I played Ira Winderman and Joe Rose in tennis after not having played tennis in years. I played them on a clay court, which I had never played on that kind of surface. That matters. Context matters.
So was the surface. It was the tennis surface.
Yeah, I mean, clay, playing on clay and playing on you know, hard court, totally different surface.
All right. John Crotty, former NBA basketball player, joins us next on Hockman and Crowder.
This is the Hock and Crowder Show.
Fine ass Kyle.
He's got that walk.
Hock and Crowder.
All right, we obviously celebrating a Heat victory last night. And a 4-3 road trip, but we also have pressing matters here with Crotty and Alejandro Solana. So go out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. John Crotty, television analyst for the Miami Heat on Fox Sports Sun, played 11 seasons in the NBA. And we want to talk about the Heat, Crotty, but we have to just press this question where Solana yesterday started saying that, first of all, he was saying there was an ESPN.com hypothetical. Could you score one basket off MJ given five tries? They said MJ in his prime. I'm saying MJ today. Could Solana score one basket off Michael Jordan today? If he does, he gets $1 million. If he doesn't, he can never listen to music again. And Solana loves music. And Solana believes that he could score a basket off Michael Jordan today in his 50s. And then somehow yesterday we extrapolated it further out. And I was saying that, you know, what happens with radio guys all the time is they don't really realize, because we hang out with athletes like Crowder and you and Aronde, and so they just become our friends, but we forget just how good professional athletes are at their given sport. And my example to Solana was, you're out there, and not that you're an all-star, but you still have to guard AI when it's your turn to guard Allen Iverson. Or you're out on the court running with Kobe when Kobe is playing your team. And you can't get embarrassed out there. So you are the best of the best to be on an NBA team. So could Alejandro Solana, in his mid-20s right now, score a bucket on you, given five tries, if you really didn't want him to?
That's a great question. I mean, again, there's a big difference between being in your prime and being, 18, 19 years out. But and I have no idea what kind of player Solano is, man. But
3 and D, Crotty.
I'm
3
gritty.
And D.
I'm prideful. It'd be challenging. What's that?
I'm a 3 and D ball handler. I'm like a Luka Doncic, LeBron James hybrid.
Great comparisons there too. I like that. You went big. Look, I have no idea. I would like to think he won, but again, I remember being at basketball camp as a young kid and being called out and going against some different players. One time it was Chris Mullen, and when you're in that position, one shot is just, it's like nothing, because anyone can get lucky, or you make a quick move or something. And, it's hard to shut somebody down completely out. I mean, even Jordan, as good as he is, to not be able to score one basket. I mean, he would be one of the guys I would say I would not want to go against in his prime. But right now, I mean, totally different story. So you're asking me, I mean, look, I don't think so, but it's not beyond the question. I mean, if he's motivated and he's ready to go, I don't know what kind of game he's got. I'd have to do a little more research, man, which I'm not going to do. So there you go. So there you go.
Hey, Crotty, do guys still try you?
I got a lot better things to do, like getting my teeth cleaned or something, So it's all good.
Researching Solana. Hey, Crotty, do guys still try you? Like, if you're just playing a pickup game, do guys look at you and say, what? I'm going to prove myself.
Channing, unfortunately, I've had five knee surgeries, so I don't play anymore, but absolutely. I mean, that was just based upon my size and my skin color. I was always tested every time I went to the park, and, that's part of it. But it was, I used to have a little bit of a chip on my shoulder and an edge, and that's what motivated me. But absolutely, but more often than not, it doesn't result in positive things. You get into it with somebody or someone undercuts you at the park and you wind up getting hurt. Things like of that nature happen more often than not. And I'm not sure how you do that in football, but, there's just everyone thinks they can play where they're at the park, right? I mean, that's kind of the issue with basketball.
But that's kind of my point with Solana, is he's never played at that level even. Like you're telling a story about Chris Mullen. We're talking about Solana here. This guy, Solana, am I wrong? You bailed on Jewish overnight camp two nights in.
No, but what I'm saying, I was in high school. I'm saying I was in high school. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
I get it. But you went on to play in the NBA. Like, you went on to play in the NBA. Solana.
Yeah. I mean, people don't realize. You're right. People don't realize. I laugh because, and I'm sure you've been, you know, to a game, Hawk, where, you know, they let people come down and shoot free throws. Have you ever seen this after the game?
Yeah.
So we'll be finishing our broadcast when I used to do the radio or whatever, and there'll be people that'll come out on the court. They're so anxious and nervous just walking out onto the court to shoot a free throw with nobody guarding them. And I've seen some guys who are actually that I know who played in college. Like, one guy threw up an air ball, and I was just like, it was amazing to me. Like, they weren't even under the pressure of having to play under the bright lights with people, you know, watching. They were actually just shooting a free throw, and they were so anxious being in that pseudo environment and still struggled. So it's obviously different when you're in a competitive situation. I mean, no question.
Crotty, I'm 4-for-4 on the post-game free throw, just to let you know.
I love that you're keeping track. That's so
good.
He's
got confidence. He doesn't lack confidence. I will tell you that. He does not lack confidence. John Crotty is with us. He's a television analyst for the Miami Heat on Fox Sports Sun. I'm telling you, this is what happens, though, is the guys in the JCC who think competition is their friend down the street, who also is not a great athlete, just start to believe that, oh, yeah, I mean, if I was out here and Crotty was out here, I could take him. Like, again, I don't want to kill this, but if you're out there on a court with Allen Iverson, I mean, you've seen the best ball handlers, the best fakes, the best pump fakes, that you've seen the best. And if you would get embarrassed when that was going on, you wouldn't have played in the NBA for over a decade.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I used to play on Allen all the time and be competitive. And obviously, the way I would guard guys like that more often than not was just positionally. I mean, he could never get around me. He would have to shoot over top. And, you know, he was a guy who could get streaky shooting the ball, but you always wanted to make things difficult. So, you know, took a lot of pride in my defense. And I think if you talk to any of my coaches in particular, they'll give you that. I mean, those type of guys I really loved playing against and enjoyed it.
Solana, he took pride in his defense. He loved playing against Allen Iverson. And you think that you're going to fake him out.
But, Crotty, I don't think it's an indictment on you as a basketball player that a couple years removed from you playing in the NBA that a person who has played basketball his entire life can get one bucket on you. Just one.
It's an indictment on your delusion. It's not an indictment on him. It's an indictment on your delusion.
I think if a guy's a really good, like, stationary shooter with range, he could surprise me or another NBA guy with making a shot or two.
Yeah, well, my nickname at in Kendall was Splash. So
I thought you were going to say your nickname was Stationary Range.
Sounds better than Splash.
John Crotty. There were a couple of disappointing losses on the road trip for the Heat, but then, you know, for them to come back home 4-3, I kind of feel like it was a pretty successful road trip, all things considered, no?
I love the transition. Yeah. so much. I really like the way they finished. Honestly, they're pulling it together, and it's just so good to see this team, which to me had such an amazing season last year and surprised everybody, starting to get the continuity, starting to get, you know, the reps together that they needed. And, you know, the last two games in particular, I thought were you know, really good wins, because they had to face adversity. They had to get through it. And they were able to do so. So, you know, I'm hopeful with Tyler Hero hopefully getting healthy shortly. You got Dragic, who's got to be poised on ready to come back. You get your full top four players back, and you know, just keep building on what they're accomplishing right now. It's so choppy in the Eastern Conference right now. They're not, you know, they're in a position where they're only a few games out and can make a run here and get into the playoff picture.
And Crotty, what's going on with Nunn, bro? 81 minutes in the last two games, 27 points and 20 points. Like, why can't we get this out of Nunn consistently? Because he's balling right now.
He is. He's look. I mean, the whole, you know, bubble and sort of reset there was such a strange dynamic with him where he just never was able to get into rhythm. But he's back where he was last year, I would tell you, when he was a starter, and I think he's better. And the reason why I think he's better is he's kind of altered his game a bit in terms of being able to score. He doesn't have to have the ball in his hand the whole time. Now he can get off the ball. We've seen him cut. I love this little floater he's got. He showed it last year. He did it, but he's got even more touch on it now where he gets inside. I call it the giant killer, where he can shoot it up over a 7-footer running at him. He's got a little touch on it. And then his 3-point shot has been outstanding. So he's hitting it on multiple levels, become a little bit better in terms of his reads of when to pass the ball too. So just really playing at a high level. And that's why I think, you know, when you look at, you know, Gorin coming back, I don't see a situation where Coach Spo is going to want to take K-Nunn out of the lineup from a starting perspective. I think he'll most likely bring Gorin off the bench, where he provides an advantage right off the bat just in terms of talent with that second group. So, you know, Kendrick's just playing too well.
You pointed out my transition from the Solana to the Heat topics. I'm going to do another awkward transition here, but there's some breaking news from Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department. It says it was a few hours ago. Tiger Woods was in a... I got to read this here.
Oh,
LAPD
no, really?
It seems like he's alive. LAPD responded to a single vehicle rollover traffic collision on the border of Rolling Hills Estates and Rancho Palos Verdes. The vehicle was traveling northbound. The vehicle sustained major damage. The driver and sole occupant was identified as PGA golfer Tiger Woods. Tiger Woods was extricated from the wreck with the jaws of life by Los Angeles County firefighters and paramedics, and then transported to a local hospital by ambulance for his injuries. So I'm looking at some of the breaking news reports on that. The news literally came out as we were talking here. So he was injured. I'm just looking through some of the other news, but
he hosted that tournament right in Pacific Palisades, the Genesis. So I guess he was down there for that. Oh man.
So anyway, that is that's the breaking news on Tiger Woods. So I just wanted to keep everybody abreast on that situation. John Crotty is with us. And so, like we said, the Heat end 4-3. Kendrick Nunn is playing well. Is there anything, any huge point of concern for you when it comes to the Miami Heat at this very moment?
Just a point of concern. I just think, you know, the depth is a situation where you just want to make sure they can keep having the healthy group. I mean, you know, they're one of the league leaders right now in starting lineup changes. They've had 16 starting lineup changes. So it's just hard to build on momentum and get better when you're got guys coming in and out. So it's been that kind of year. So I think that's the major concern, is just, can they get these guys, you know, healthy long enough to really build on what they did last year and get back into position. Still plenty of time left, you know, with the schedule being what it is, the All-Star break coming up, it'd be nice to, you know, string together another solid week or so of play before getting to the break.
Crotty, I FaceTimed you yesterday during our show and you seemingly ignored it. Is that because adults will not answer a FaceTime from another adult?
I did.
Yeah, I know you did, because then you responded to my text right away afterwards. So what, when I say this is the normal default from adults, is if you see someone FaceTiming you, you just assume they butt dialed you by accident, because FaceTiming you?
I did think it was a butt dial. A butt dial, because when have you ever called, when have you ever FaceTimed me before? There was absolutely nothing positive coming out of that, how I saw it.
Bingo.
Yeah, we were gambling on it. We have this new radio game where we gamble on who, we do it live on the air, and we gamble on who will answer the FaceTime. And Leroy Horde answered my FaceTime yesterday during a call. Fred Taylor answered Crowder's FaceTime yesterday. But then, like, I FaceTimed Joe Zagak, or Don Bailey Jr., he sent it right away. He sent it to, although Gino Toretta answered my FaceTime on Friday. It's a fun little gambling thing. Maybe you and Eric Reed could do it during timeouts.
Sure. Yeah, we got a lot of free time while we're broadcasting. That sounds like a good idea.
So now that you know it's a gambling game, do you think if I FaceTimed you again in a couple of days, you would actually answer?
Yeah, right. If you give me the little, offline.
Right.
Split on,
we
on my
split
referral.
The, we
on my
split
referral
the winnings.
Oh, you can't do this to me.
Oh.
All right. So you a little nervous now thinking about Solana gunning for you?
Yeah, I mean, just like heavy perspiration right now. Heavy.
Oh my God, so great. Solana's all right, John Crotty.
Solana's such a good dude. We had our little talk before the bit, so he's a good man. I like Solana.
He is a very good man. He just happens to have a wildly inflated idea of his athletic prowess. Like I just don't think that he can differentiate the difference between a professional athlete and him at the JCC in Kendall. Like I don't, like, he just is lacking this ability to differentiate the two.
Irrational confidence, is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah. Irrational confidence. But it's one thing to have irrational confidence and back it up, like Mario Chalmers. It's another thing to have irrational confidence and, you know, Solana. Yeah. All right. There you go, John Crotty. Thanks, Crotty.
There you go. Anytime, guys.
On FaceTime, too? No, he's gone. Okay. Anytime, but on FaceTime.
He was not going to lock in the FaceTime.
Nope. I'm telling you, because he dismissed it so quickly yesterday when I FaceTimed him. He just, nope, no chance. All right, let me talk about cinch.com here. CYNCH.com. It is a nice hot day again here in South Florida. Always grilling season. You don't have to be socially distanced from your grill. So cinch.com is very important because it is easy and convenient propane delivery right to your door. And I'm telling you, it's a game changer. You know, you used to run out of propane in your tank and you'd unhook it from the grill, and it was a whole big effort to go get a filled tank. Now you just go online, cinch.com, CYNCH.com, pop in your address. They deliver you a brand new filled tank, and they take away your empty tank, no matter what brand it is, by the way. It doesn't matter. There's no delivery fees. It's contactless. There's nothing to join. There's no commitment. There's no subscription. I'm telling you, it's a game changer, and there's a special deal right now. You can get your first tank exchange delivered straight to your door for only $10 if you go online to cinch.com and put in the promo code HOCK. That's H-O-C-H. Again, you get that first propane tank exchange for just $10. You go to cinch.com, C-Y-N-C-H.com, put in the promo code HOCK, H-O-C-H, and that first tank exchange is just $10. You'll avoid the hassle. You're going to save time. You're definitely going to save money by ordering your next propane tank from cinch.com, C-Y-N-C-H.com. Use the promo code HOCK, H-O-C-H. Remember, it's always grilling season in Miami with Cinch. Take a quick break, and then more Hockman and Crowder.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Well, the secret is you got to coordinate.
Uh-huh.
Most people don't coordinate. So you got to coordinate.
Hawk and Crowder.
All right, again, just keeping an eye on the breaking news that happened while we were on with John Crotty. So Tiger Woods has been in a car accident. Reading some of the latest from the AP. Golfer Tiger Woods has been injured in a rollover car crash. The Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department says Woods had to be extricated from the vehicle with the jaws of life tools. He was taken to a hospital with unspecified injuries. No update on his status. So,
and he does have back surgery too.
Yeah, and it says that it happened, I think it was like 7:30-ish a.m. L.A. time, which would have been 10:30 here, and the news is just getting out now. So, obviously, we'll keep an eye on that because that is probably – he's on the Mount Rushmore of greatest athletes of our time, right?
Oh, for sure.
Of like our time. Like, I'm not including –
I'm not even including like Muhammad Ali, right? I'm talking like, you know what I mean? Like
the
ESPN era. ESPN yeah. era.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Michael, Tiger, LeBron.
Yeah. Venus. I mean, Serena.
Brady.
Oh, Tom Brady, maybe? Oh, yeah, it's tough. I mean, I don't want to be maudlin on that. Oh, excellent Photoshop by our friend Wilson here. It's a Crowder, and he's in a Jay Crowder uniform, and Solana in a powder blue JCC uniform. It's a great Photoshop right there.
It's the size, though. It's to it's the scale. It's,
no, that is to scale. That is 100% to scale.
Come on, Solana.
Anyway, we'll continue to follow it. So this is the actual press release from the L.A. County Sheriff's Office. On February 23rd, that's today, at approximately 7:12 a.m., and that's West Coast time, so 10:12 our time, LASD, Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department, responded to a single vehicle rollover traffic collision on the border of Rolling Hills Estates and Rancho Palos Verdes. The vehicle was traveling northbound on Hawthorne Boulevard at Black Horse Road when it crashed. The vehicle sustained major damage. The driver and sole occupant was identified as PGA golfer Eldrick Tiger Woods. Mr. Woods was extricated from the wreck with the jaws of life by Los Angeles County firefighters and paramedics, then transported to a local hospital by ambulance for his injuries. The traffic investigation is being conducted by investigators from the LASD Lomita station. So that is the very latest on Tiger Woods. Obviously, we will keep you updated throughout the show. Let's take a break here. 3 o'clock hour next on Hockman and Crowder.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Light bright in the things with light. Ta-da-da, when you feel it, light bright.
Hawk and Crowder.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.